Sandra Nielsen, Executive Director to the Sundry Chamber of Commerce.
Sandra, so today, having this opportunity for your local community to come out to the Sundry High School gym, just what did you think of the idea and how do you think it was executed?
Well, I feel like today was a huge success. We've been building up this fair for quite a long time. It's been happening over several years. This year we had a wonderful turnout of vendors. We had post-secondary institutions, industry leaders, as well as local businesses that are looking at hiring. So we had probably over 250 people attend today. Really glad for the turnout. Really happy to see 96.5 here as well.
Excellent. And for the teachers and the students that were able to come down and see this and be part of it today, what do you hope they took away?
I think the students learned a lot about career paths going forward, what post-secondary education institutions there are, as well as possible places to get summer employment or going forward. I think they took away that this is actually a fun event. They were able to go around and ask lots of questions and had really good engagement with our participants today.
And for the Sundry Chamber of Commerce, you know, what do you hope that the vendors were able to get from this as you worked as the, you know, facilitator for them today?
Well, I do believe that the attendees today really did well at speaking with the students, hopefully engaging interest in their industry, as well as enticing them to come and check out their school.
You bet. Is this something that you want to do again next year?
Absolutely. We'll be here again next year.
Excellent. And if people want more information as we get towards a tourism season out here in Sundry about the chamber or things happening out in the West Country, where can they go, Sandra?
We have a visitors information center here in Sundry, and that will be open starting on May long weekend and then full time in the summer. So we encourage you to drop by and say hi.